So how is it that a super fox like you finds herself holding the winning ticket in the pain lottery? That doesn't mean you're alone. In fact, everyone goes through it. Breakups are among the most excruciating things that can happen to a person invited to the concert called life. As hard as it is to hear right now, your relationship wasn't a match. We know you wanted it to be, and are hoping that we're going to tell you that this isn't real, that he or she will be knocking down your door tomorrow, begging to be taken back, and all your pain and heartache will be erased, that there's a simple way to fix all the problems, and if you just try a little bit harder, you can still have the happily ever after that you envisioned. You want us to tell you that people can change. But the truth of the matter is, it's called a breakup because it's broken. But some things can be fixed, you say? True. But can your relationship be fixed? Anything is possible. But we'd say, probably not. Generally, if one person thinks that the breakup is the right move, they're probably right, even if it feels so wrong. Because unless there are two people putting on the coveralls and getting down in the trenches with some duct tape and super glue and a fierce determination, it isn't going to happen. Need more convincing? How about this? The person you loved took a good long look at the awesomeness that is you, evaluated your relationship together, and said, "No thanks, I'll try my luck elsewhere." Or you said it to him. Either way, that alone should make you realize that it wasn't a match made in heaven, and they're not worth donning coveralls for. Anyone who assesses you or your relationship as disposable is not worthy of your time or tears.